In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Now, we're going to talk to John Heyman from the New York Post about Juan Soto in a moment. But right afterwards, we have your opportunity to win Lincoln Park tickets, which is August 16th at the Wells Fargo Center. Tickets are on sale now. You have to sing the next line of the song we play. So we will play a clip of a song, and then you will have to sing the line afterwards. So if you'd like to try to win, 215-592-9494. We'll talk to you right after we talk to John Heyman, New York Post. Little MLB Network mixed in there as well. John, appreciate you coming on with us.
How are you guys doing? Happy to be on with you.
We're good, man. What's up, John? I think we're a little bit better. I think we're a little bit better after you mentioned the Phillies today as a Juan Soto team. You know, like we went into the offseason with a lot of dreams, and then the dreams started getting crushed, and then there's at least a glimmer there. I guess just right off the top, how serious of a bidder do you think that they'll be in this, I guess?
Well, I will give you a glimmer. I'm writing for the New York Post tomorrow about the 5.5 finalists, basically. I don't know if I call it that, and they're the half. I mean, at this point, as of a few hours ago, the five teams definitely in there have met with Juan Soto. In almost all cases, ownership has met. There was one or two that the owner couldn't make it. But there were five teams that have met, and five serious teams. And my understanding is that the Phillies are intending to meet, but as of, I don't know, late this morning, there had still not been a meeting set up. That doesn't mean they can't get them. I don't think there'll be a deal until probably close to the winter meetings, which begin, I believe, December 9th. So we're talking, we still got 3 weeks to go, but I'm not really sure. I mean, the Phillies have been suggested to be potentially looking at trades for Castellanos and Bohm. Do they need to clear a spot for him in the lineup or a salary? I'm not sure. But my understanding 2 days ago was that they were intending to play for Soto. But right now, they're the half team and the 5.5 left.
So just as a follow-up of that, there is no chance that the Phillies call Scott Boras and say, we would like to meet, and they say, no, not interested. This would be an interest-level question.
Phillies.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure they'd meet with the Phillies. I mean, there's probably some teams that, Juan Soto's time is not worth, but the Phillies certainly, they will meet with the Phillies. I mean, it's a big market team, bent on winning. John Middleton, a very serious owner, certainly has played in free agency. They've actually done better than almost all teams in free agency. They've signed a few Boras clients, Harper most notably, but certainly Castellanos when he was a Boras client, and Arrieta. So they've signed some, and
Taiwan Walker.
I don't think they would insult. Yes, Taiwan Walker when he was a Boras client.
Right.
So I'm sure that they would meet with the Phillies if indeed there is going to be a meeting, and that's why I have it at a half. We shall see. But it's a big market team, interested in winning, certainly interested in the player. But right now, I wouldn't characterize their chances as great because we don't even know that they will have a meeting, much less have had one.
From Juan Soto's side of things, I understand the major market, an organization that's committed to winning. Is there any sense of what else could be? Because the money is going to be the money, right? Whoever offers the most. I'm just wondering, what is it that he's sort of looking for, and what would tilt a team in his favor or a city in his favor? Is it family, the living situation? Like, I'm just trying to get a sense of what he's sort of looking for from his side.
Yeah, I mean, like most free agents, I think the deal is the major factor in this. I mean, Shohei Ohtani is in an unusual situation where he's making, what, $50 to $60 million off the field. Doesn't appear to be interested in money, right? I mean, his best friend stole $17 million right from under his nose, right? So this is a guy not really that interested in money. That said, almost all of these major free agents, particularly ones who have a chance to set a new market, in this case, he certainly will set a new mark, at least in terms of present-day value. I think the deal is really number one. Now, he did meet with everybody. It was good to probably for him to meet the owners. If there was some particular owner he didn't really hit it off with, maybe he won't want to go there. I don't know. But, I think it's the deal, number one, winning, number two, and the potential of relationship, number three. But, I mean, is he going to leave $100 million on the table or $50 million? I doubt it.
I mean,
Ohtani was a very unusual situation. Judge also a bit unusual, homegrown Yankee. Yankees played up the brand, the history, tradition, all that in their meeting, as they, of course, would and should. But ultimately, I think the deal is really going to be what decides where he goes, and that's why people think that the Mets have an excellent chance ultimately to win this. The Yankees have signed big free agents. They won a bidding war for Cole with the Dodgers and the Angels. They won bidding wars for Teixeira and for Sabathia. They did match on Judge. So I'm not ruling them out. They have the highest revenue. There's a lot going for them. But, Steve Cohen's got reportedly $21 billion. So that's tough to beat.
Yeah, when you look at the price tag, what's the price tag you're looking at? We're hearing all types of numbers. What price tag, ballpark figure are we looking at?
Well, originally we were talking about $500 million real value, and then
chump change.
Million.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think there certainly could be deferrals. I'm sure there will be opt-outs in this, but I think there could be deferrals. So the actual value, I mean, I would say I estimated $630 million when I did my prediction. So I guess I will stick with that as the actual value now. Is it going to be over $700 to beat Ohtani and use some deferrals to do that? Or is someone actually going to bid over $700 million? I'm not going to rule it out at this point.
So, John, last one for me. I guess just about the New York dynamic, having spent a few years up there knowing the Yankees-Mets right. dynamic. How much do you think it plays into the Yankees' pursuit of Soto that the fact that he may go to the Mets? Like, do you think that motivates them in a different way that he could wind up in Queens, not just wind up, with the Dodgers or the Phillies or something?
Well, they'll say no, but I think it's human nature. I'm glad that you mentioned that. I would agree that you certainly wouldn't want him moving 8.5 miles southeast to Queens, I wouldn't think. Of course, I'm not a billionaire or certainly a multi-billionaire. They may think differently than I do, certainly do. But I would think it's natural that they would prefer him not to be in Queens. Now, they're not the only threat. I mean, Boston, L.A., Toronto, all serious threats, and Philly would be too if indeed they do get that meeting and do want that meeting. I mean, this is wide open. Hal Steinbrenner told the press at the owners' meeting yesterday that he didn't have a clue where he was going to go. He thought it went well, and my understanding, it did go very well, and he started to establish a rapport with Soto, which was missing during the season. Soto, I'm sure, noticed, and everybody else knows, that the owner, Hal Steinbrenner, had quite a great rapport with Aaron Judge and with Gerrit Cole, longtime Yankees in their 30s. And really left Soto alone. Now, he may have done that by design, didn't want to disrupt him, and I think they had an explanation for that, but it was good that they got together, and I think he gave himself a little bit of a boost with that. But as I said, I'll be surprised if he doesn't go to the high bidder. I mean, you know, no, very few free agents will admit that that's their priority, but that's the reality of the situation. Nobody's as honest as Zach Greinke, who told me after he was already in the Dodger clubhouse, having signed there for, I think it was, $147 million, if someone had given him one penny more, he would have gone to that team. So he's the only one who's ever done that for me. But I believe that he was in the vast majority of free agents. And I get it. I don't blame them. I mean, when Hal Steinbrenner goes to sell the team, is he going to take the highest offer, or is he going to take the guy he likes? You know, he's going to sell the highest offer. There's nothing wrong with that, and I think that's the way this is going to go.
All right, John. Well, we appreciate you coming on with us, and thankful as well. You know, the last time that we had this pursuit, and you were actually the one to report it, the Bryce Harper signing, it happened in March, I think, or the last day of February. So happy this looks like it might be wrapped up next month, and we're not asking you six times a week for the next 6 months. So
absolutely, yes. I think that the momentum is there, and the other players need to get signed, and Boris has several of those. And these teams need to figure out whether they're spending $600 or $700 million or not. They can't. They're handcuffed until this is finalized. So I will be shocked if this goes past the winter meetings. I really will.
I should have been a great baseball player. Should have done it. Yeah. All right, John. We appreciate you joining us.
Appreciate it.
There he is, John Heyman. Well, it sounds like the Phillies are more of a conceptual fit and less of a, because he doesn't have any interest. He doesn't. The only information he had is that they were intending to meet with him.
Yeah,
but the
sounds like a courtesy meeting.
Yeah, the fact that they haven't done it yet, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, because either he is not anxious to meet with them, or they aren't necessarily jumping in here with both feet trying to put on a full court press.
Well,
to get him.
I wonder if they can't tell if they're being
played.
Yeah.
I mean, and some teams don't want to be a part of that.
Yeah. And it was funny. He was like,
"Cause you rile up our fan base."
Well, right. Yeah. Yes.
It was. I thought
WIP radio.
I thought it was funny too. Where he's like, maybe they're worrying if they can clear a spot in the lineup. I was like, for Juan Soto.
Yeah. I think we can
for Juan Soto. We'll find a spot. All right. Here we go. So. This we've been doing this at 4:30 all week. Tomorrow will be your final chance, but we're doing it today. Lincoln Park comes back to Philadelphia, Wells Fargo Center, August 16th. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. But we're giving away a pair, and you have to sing for them. So we will play a clip, and then when the clip ends, you have to sing the next line. But you have to sing it with your gut. Not say the line.
Like we do at 5:30
every
single day.
All right. Tim and Lindenwald, you're on WI. Tim, are you ready to try for the Lincoln Park tickets?
I'm as ready as I'm going to be. Let's do this.
All right. We'll play the clip. The clip will end, and then you have to sing the next line. That's all we got. Very, very popular song. Should be able to do it. All right. Here is the clip.
And the shadow of the day.
That's good enough. You got it. He doesn't need
That was three words.
Well,
it's the next line.
Yeah, it's the next line.
I mean, he couldn't hit a high note to save his life.
Well, I'm not trying to hate on you, Tim. I'm just like, that was quick.
What do you have? The shadow of the day?
No, that's the most he had. I guarantee.
Yeah. Are we saying yes?
Oh, he already said yes.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Illegal. Yeah. You're the former program director.
Well,
I don't think
it was good enough.
All right.
I thought it was good enough.
All right.
Considering I don't know the words at all, I just know it was quick.
Yeah, it's a hard song to sing, Tim.
Okay.
So he embarrassed himself a little bit by even trying to hit the note.
Okay.
Tim, we're going to give you the tickets.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's speechless.
Man, a few words.
Yeah.
This all week.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you got the tickets. You got a pair of tickets to see Lincoln Park August 16th, Wells Fargo Center. We'll put you on hold. Jack will get your info.
I did initially hear him say, I got him.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So he was happy initially.
He was happy.
And the shadow of the day will embrace the world in gray, but he got it.
He got it.
He got it.
You say he got it. He got it.
Yeah. He's counting.
Yeah. He counted. You know, I saw our friend Tommy from down the shore sing that song last night.
Oh.
And
I can tell you Tommy sang it a little bit better than that guy did.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
That was a little buzzish.
Yes. We'll embrace the world in gray. Somehow sing without any tone whatsoever.
Well, that's kind of buzz the whole thing. Yes. There's no tone there.
No. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping at marks-jewelers.com. Can Joel Embiid win you back or are you out? It changes again. Mm. Up to win me back is 42%. I'm out 58%. A lot closer to 50-50 than I actually thought. Oh, and Jack's got to tell you something. We'll get back to the
phone. Listen, because when I watch the Eagles at home, I get my Miller Lite from my local Acme. So this season, when you go to your Acme for your game day Miller Lite, register for a chance to win WIP's Ultimate Home Getting Giveaway, presented by, of course, Miller Lite. That includes a Weber grill, a 50-inch LG TV, a $750 Acme gift card, a Miller Lite cooler, and the grand prize, Birds legend Brent Celek and myself watching the Eagles game at your house. For info and participating Acme Market locations, go to 94WIP.com. It's Miller time, Eagles fans. Celebrate responsibly.
All right. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP.
Hey, man, I was going to tell y'all, Jack, y'all be singing the Creed at 5:30. Yeah, you coming in a little strong, right?
Who Jack is?
Yeah, he got to cut it back a little bit too powerful. You know what I mean? Like, we want to hear some more chorus. You know, a little bit. You know, we want to hear the melody a little bit better, like y'all together.
Yeah,
it's like he's trying to be David Ruffin. You know, he's trying to be and it's supposed to be a group thing. You know, so cut it back a little bit. Hey, yo, Spike, man.
You know, Corey, real quick. That's a little mic technique problem with Jack. He's too close to the mic. It makes it too loud. And he's
take the mic out your mouth.
Yeah, and he's a little
whoa. He's talking about he got 11 solos. He should be a pro.
True. And the other thing is, I think he's a little self-conscious about his name being third in the show. So he wants his voice to be the loudest during 5:30 Creed.
Hey, but he gotta cut it back. So you tell me you're a soloist. I'm looking. I'm like, man, ain't nobody come to see you, Otis. You gotta come.
Nah, but I sing it well though. That's the issue. Like, the more and more we practice it, it's like reps on the show. It's starting to sound right. That's the good part.
He be practicing at home, singing it to Walker. So that's what he be doing. Hey, Spike, man, Money Mike has you in a blender, man. He might drive you though. He said, I know what it takes. Championship.
He did mic drop us, yeah.
He did. We could.
When he said that, Spike was like, yeah, I know he was thinking, like, oh, you got a good point, but it's okay, Spike.
Well, you know what? First of all, I don't think he had me a blender. But second of all, I could have gone, if somebody goes low, I can go lower. But I have a great respect for Mike, so I didn't do it.
I appreciate that.
Yes. You know, he comes on with us every week, so I let him have that. I'm just going to say, I let him have that one.
And the bottom line show, when people go low, we go to the basement.
Yes, true. So that's where the low-lying fruit is.
Yep. So somebody take a shot at you. You know, remember when somebody took a shot at me? I ain't gonna say no names. I went to Bronny James, boy. You know, I went to the basement. I'm gonna say, yo, take a shot at somebody. You gotta go low. But hey, man, look, let's get on these Eagles real quick. Everybody got me a little. Hey, I'm never nervous about Eagles games, right? I'm gonna tell you why this game got me a little nervous.
Ooh,
listen, this is the reason why. Cause you know our secondary, we in Philadelphia fans, we hyped them up. Now they starting to get media attention. Everybody talking about Quinn Yanamo Bay, Quinn Yanamo, great white, exciting white. And then we about to have exciting whites on the other side. You know what I'm
A lot of exciting whites Sunday night.
So,
yeah.
So it's like, hey, man, this will be the battle of the exciting whites. All I want to say is, chew and slay. Y'all better not get outshined by them exciting whites. On the side. Because all I know is, y'all, hey, man, I just need y'all to hold up. This is a big spotlight game. Secondary, y'all getting some notoriety. I need y'all to show up. That's the only thing that got me nervous. I'm not worried about the offense. I am nervous that Smitty might not play. I'm kind of, I'm hearing some things. I ain't no insider of the year or something, but I'm thinking Smitty
he's
might.
He's back on the injury report. Well, he didn't practice for
hamstring.
The second day, yeah.
Hamstring. I don't like that he's had a hamstring for 3 straight weeks.
Yeah.
And kind of got me nervous. If we got to go ahead and sit it, I think we could beat it because, we got the bully. All we need is the bully. See, we don't get a lot of games without the bully. We get the games with Smitty without the bully, but we got the bully. So we got him and MJ and Superman and all them, so that's enough to beat the Rams as long as the defense show up. But, you said
Nah, we get it.
Now you're just agreeing with all the super friends. Yep. Yes.
Because Spike, you can't just talk about Embiid. See, you got to throw in all the stuff.
That was Jack.
Nah, but I'm talking about throughout the show. Because earlier you said something, and he was like, with a quarterback. And I'm like, come on.
Jalen called friendly fire for no reason.
He don't even be saying nothing to you. It's like, he ain't even popping. It's like you be having it in the back of your mind. Like, I gotta get this straight out real quick.
Well, you got Superman back there, and you also got the fewest pass attempts in the league. So I wonder why those things. You don't want Superman throwing the ball. You know?
At the end of the day, all I see is W.
Wins.
I don't care how you get there. I don't care how you get there. As long as you get to the destination.
Absolutely.
That's all we got. Everybody to pound town, baby. That's our motto.
That's all we got. Pound town.
That's right. I'll holler at y'all.
All right.
Man, least amount of passing attempts in the league.
That was startling.
Yep.
And I'm actually, I give you credit for not adding on to that.
I left it alone. Really?
As soon as I heard that. As soon as I heard it, I was like, what?
Yeah. Tasty King Dom, you're on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Hey, Spike, Ike, Jack.
What's up, man?
What's up, Tasty Cake?
Well, I was just going to listen to this great show today. But then you got this clown show, Michael Lombardi. blowhard that wants to gloat about what's going on with this. First of all, Spike, our no championship talent. Pat Riley would have picked Ben Simmons. Red Auerbach would have picked Simmons. James Naismith would have picked Sick. He was clearly the number one pick that year.
I would have picked Ingram, but that's me.
Yeah. But I agree mostly that most people would have picked Simmons.
Yeah, so you're getting that a lot on the station lately. People are gloating about what's going on.
That's
bothering me.
Well, that is Howard and Lombardi have both mentioned that I've said the hater thing, but I think. They crossed the line from, I think this is going to happen, to I want it to happen. And that is the problem for me, is that I asked them both. I asked them both on separate occasions.
Yeah.
If you had the choice to be wrong about this, and he ends up healthy and wins a championship, would you prefer that to being right? And neither one of them would say yes. And I understand sometimes we argue so much about these things
you
get dug in.
Right.
But to me, we're in Philly. We're cheering for all these teams, and I can't think of a time. That's what makes it hard to debate it with them. When I say that they were a hater, that's what I mean. What I mean is they don't want it to succeed, and that paints their opinion of what happened.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. I mean, Spike, I had my reservations of this season.
Yep. You
as
did.
Well.
You did.
But I wasn't happy about it. And, he wants to – listen, look, Mike, we all watch the games and, he brings up the Buddy Hield thing. You connect the dots, you had Buddy Hield that couldn't hit a three. You had Tobias Harris couldn't make a layup. And now Andre Drummond can't get a rebound. So maybe the coach don't know how to utilize people.
Well, he might stink. I mean, he might straight up stink.
Are we turning the corner on Nick Nurse?
Dude, Nick Nurse might stink. They look like
he doesn't stink.
They look like a bad basketball.
I don't think he's doing a good job this year. I think he's in a tough spot. And Andre Drummond, in my opinion,
I wanted Budenhauser.
Congratulations.
Andre Drummond, I think, just straight up stinks.
I'm quick to remind everybody who I wanted somebody differently. Yeah, yes.
Well, Andre Drummond's never contributed to a winning team in his life.
Oh, but that's a winning ball player.
No, Andre he's not. Drummond.
Yeah, he plays hard.
He doesn't, actually.
Yeah, he plays hard, man.
That guy sucks.
Chase's rebounds, man.
Everywhere else he's ever...
Exactly.
He could walk through the court blindfolded and find 11 rebounds.
But on teams that don't win games.
Well, what's this?
Well, yeah. But
what I'm saying is he does not have a resume of being a contributor on a good team.
Sure.
That's what I'm saying.
Sure.
Is it, look, you can think whatever you want to think about him. And Tasty Cake, your opinion on Nick Nurse, maybe right. I think there's a chance he doesn't survive the year. However, I do still think he's a good coach. I just don't think he's doing a good job this year. So that's my thought on that. All right, Tasty Cake.
All right. Love you guys.
All right, brother.
All right, Tasty Cake.
See ya. Jack. Everyone loves the top five at five.
Uh-huh.
Everyone.
Most people.
Well,
like the top five at five.
Yeah, that's
that
a good...
That's an increase in like discrediting the top five.
Well, because you go after Ike almost every time in the top five.
That's because it usually gets a good reaction.
Okay.
Listen, do we not play the hits?
We do.
All right. What, so what do you have coming up?
Ike is... No, I'm just kidding.
Give the people a taste. Yeah.
Funniest things I saw today.
Oh, God.
No.
And these are the ones you don't know what the hell
he's
doing.
Yes, because you think to yourself, what did Jack see me doing
today? Yeah, who knows what he saw
actually,
today?
Did I walk into the bathroom the wrong way?
This top five, for the first time maybe ever. Well, not ever. But it makes me look bad.
Ooh. I'll be tuning in.
I was expecting you to go on things you hated about last night.
Well, I didn't get that much material because I was on the air and then I left pretty quickly after.
Yeah.
I was looking for material. Don't you worry. I didn't get much.
It looked like Ike got all the material with seeing Herb.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. If you would have saw Herb.
Yeah. Let's just say Herb was active.
Yeah, yeah. He was in rare form yesterday.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm looking at a threesome.
And I kept telling people, like, that's Herb from the Northeast over there. So people kept going over to see him.
Great.
Ike. Yeah, he was a celebrity.
Was that you trying to escape conversation?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Keep him distracted. Go over there. Take pictures with him. Everybody to Pound Town, baby.
Top five at five is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.